If you looked up Ponzi scheme in the dictionary, whose photograph do you think would be there, right next to the definition? If you guessed Bernie Madoff, I think you'd be wrong. Instead, I suspect that the photo would be that of Charles Ponzi. Yes, Ponzi as in Ponzi scheme. Mr. Ponzi was a real fellow who lived and worked, if you can call it that, in Massachusetts in the 1910s. Charles Ponzi's story plays out in 20 or so legal opinions from state courts and federal courts all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, twice. Mr. Ponzi, I guess you might say, was a swindler, and I'm not the first to suggest that. Here's the way a court described his life's calling in 1921. Ponzi, under the name of the Securities and Exchange Company, did an extensive business, which consisted in borrowing money that he promised to repay 90 days after date, the amount invested plus 50%. His business was a pure swindle by which a large number of persons were taken in. Ponzi took advantage of a public weakness, another court wrote, and the willingness of the community to be victimized through promises that would prove too good to be true. The first investors received the money as promised, an extraordinary return, but once an estimated 20,000 people had invested, Mr. Ponzi was in over his head. Such a scheme wasn't the way Charles Ponzi started his career. He first opened an import and export business without success. His Ponzi scheme fared much better. At one point, the court suggested, he had 30 people working in his office and enough money to purchase what one witness testified was a swell house, despite the fact that he'd invested only about $150 of his own money. Ponzi would later testify that he had so much money at various points, he had no idea how much he had. The courts put it at around $9.5 million in 1920, the year that Ponzi's scheme imploded. But he owed $14 million and was insolvent, one court estimated, from the start, and became more so with each note issued. Articles in a Boston newspaper revealed Ponzi's ruse. New York Postmaster says not enough in the whole world to make fortune Ponzi claims, one of the headlines read. In response, a mob of investors unsuccessfully demanded their money back, and shortly after, Charles Ponzi pleaded guilty to larceny-related federal crimes. Because of all that and more, Ponzi's name graces multiple legal opinions, now 90 years old. Courts had to decide, for example, whether Ponzi could be tried in state court while he was in federal prison, and how Ponzi's bankruptcy affected his once investors who wanted their money back. We certainly have the same sort of public weakness that Ponzi exploited today. There are multiple Ponzi schemes at the heart of hundreds of court decisions in recent years. But even though we remain Ponzi scheme gullible, we're less naive. Back in 1920, one forgiving judge suggested kindly that Mr. Ponzi was not to be classed in the same category with a robber and a burglar. Jump ahead 90 years and one expert's testimony before Congress that Mr. Madoff shouldn't be compared to a robber either, because, the expert said, seemingly honest and smooth-talking people like Madoff are much more dangerous. I'm Amy Guida.